Softly spoken, words of truth lay foundations for the proof. Yahweh's wisdom is sublime, stands the test of time. Words are spoken from the heart. Let us now be set apart. O ye soldiers of the host, give your all and stand your post. Through the day and through the night, gird your loins and fight the fight. Draw your sword and speak your peace. Obey his laws and never cease. You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and again, I'm your host. Bonjour, mes amis. Good day to all. I'm doing this message just a tad later than I usually do it. But it turns out that it was proper timing. I know that sounds strange to you. I was on course to do the message, The Watchtower and the Masons, Part 4. I don't know if we'll get to any of that today because it appears the Father has rerouted this message. And this may sound strange to you. I don't believe you've ever heard a message like this before. I don't think I have either. Because it's very disturbing, and you will be disturbed by this, or you will be alerted by this. And we knew we were close, and it is very possible that the tribulation is right around the corner. I don't know that I'm a prophet. I don't say that I'm a prophet. I don't claim to be a prophet. I don't give dates. But I'm going to tell you something right now. A little alert has come out. One of the brothers, our brothers, wrote me a little email. He usually writes real long emails, and it's hard to understand. He should take a little more time writing them because they need to be edited before he sends them. But I appreciate it anyway. I don't mean to say anything bad. This one was refreshingly a shorter one. However, it was succinct and to the point. I think, as you'll see when we go into this material now, this is going to be very interesting. I'm telling you right now, that I'm not just saying that. This is getting crazy. So here's what he sent me, and it's from a Jew, not the man who sent it to me, but it's from a Jew website, Henry Makow. And usually I ignore this fellow because I ignore Jews. However, listen to this. Anti-Jewites, quote-unquote, are being tagged for extermination. Yeah, I'm letting that sink in. Anti-Jewites, you know the term, which I will not give any legitimacy to, are being tagged for extermination. On August 26th,
I posted an article about David Goldberg, dead Jewish whistleblower confirmed occult World War III scenario. Goldberg, 59, was murdered on June 9th. His dead man's switch has been activated in the form of this recording. He reveals that Kabbalists in the White House, you know who that is, have a project to tag, track, and identify opponents of Zionist world government, of the Zionist world government. TTNID, it's called. They plan to eliminate these people, the high-value people, quote-unquote, through extermination, the low-value, quote-unquote, people through viruses. Goldberg estimates the total at 15 million. While I cannot vouch for it, this information is consistent with the fanaticism of Kabbalists throughout history. Goldberg says Trump is an intrinsic part of this demented Zionist scheme. His first loyalty is to Israel. He is a con man first and foremost. If Goldberg is a psyop, he is certainly one of the most outrageous. I take this seriously. We cannot be naive about the grave danger we face. Make up your own mind. I would suspect this info if it weren't for a mountain of corroborating evidence, i.e. Trump's subservience to Israel and Chabad, the Epstein connection, and his recent remarks about being the king of Israel and destroying anti-Jewites. Now, I'm not going to read his commentary. I haven't read it. I've just read you this part. I want to make a comment. Remember, he called himself the king of Israel. He said it was a joke because the Jews always do everything in humor, right? But I want to make something very clear to you. There is only one king of Israel, and that's the Father in heaven, Yahweh. Or in the flesh, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. So what he is saying in essence here, and make it very clear to you, I want to make it very clear, if you declare you're the king of Israel, you're declaring yourself God. Now, I had mentioned a while ago that it's very possible that Trump could be the Antichrist. And I gave a bunch of reasons why it would be the perfect fellow to be the Antichrist. Because he had lots of money, lots of good-looking women all the time through this whole thing. Now he's the supposed king of the world as the American president, and now declared himself the king of Israel. And we know that this is the new Jerusalem really here. But also what he has done is he just hands out land to Israel as if he owns it himself. And he has declared that he is a Zionist, meaning that he believes that Israel has a right to their own land, own homeland. By declaring that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and that Israel is a country, but Israel is not a country, despite what this king of Israel says. It never can be and never will be a country. Why? Because the Father says so, that's why. But this is in defiance. He is claiming that he is the king of Israel and that the Father is not the king of Israel. And that he is superseding all gods because he is now the king of Israel. And he's going to destroy anyone that doesn't agree with Israel and Jews. Now that's pretty Interesting, is it not? And he's done everything he can to help these Jews, and nothing for the white people of America. Also notice that it doesn't, you talk about anti-Jewites. Well, the people of South Africa are not anti-Jewite. But why are we stepping in to save every country of the world that are two-legged beasts of the field that are not our people when we're a white nation? Why haven't we stepped up to help and defend the people of South Africa? Well, I already know the answer. I mean, you know the answer, right? Because the world is anti-white. The world is anti-light. I come out with the term anti-light. You're anti-light because you live in the darkness. You hate white people, don't you? And that is exactly what is going on. America can step up anywhere for anybody but white people. They're letting those people there be genocided. Just like on the streets of America, we're seeing our people be genocided. And in the abortion rooms. And with the pill, etc., 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 etc. You think about what I'm telling you. And this adds up to just bad things. Am I trying to worry you? No. Let me read this to you since I brought up the pill and I saw this on a site somewhere. Listen very carefully, please. Nashab. A Jewish man named Dr. Gregory Pincus invented the birth control pill in 1960. This pill was heavily pushed in North America and Europe, where the white population was over 90%. And now, 59 years later, we see the utter genocide this Jewish invention, quote-unquote, has caused. The European races, along with the Jewish-pushed feminism and abortion, that has absolutely destroyed people of European ancestry by using woman as a catalyst. Facts. This is the white genocide conspiracy, which isn't a conspiracy at all. It's historical, medical, and statistical. A statistical fact, it should say. And a statistical fact. That's food for thought. You see, the Jew is behind every evil that there is. Not that you didn't know that, but it's always nice to confirm it. Now, are you thinking about Trump? The name Trump alone would be a perfect name for the devil. He doesn't look like a real man. His hair is not real. His intentions are not real for making America great again. There's just so much wrong about this fellow. And I told you about the obsession with the red-haired boy. Well, his hair, which he tries to make blonde, notice how it's called, it looks orange. That's why they call him, plus the tanning crap, they call him the Orange Man. Now, that's a very interesting thing. Now, let's look at this. See, this makes me say, you see, this really is the new Israel at this point. This is the new Jerusalem here in America because we couldn't fit in that little country anymore. That's why that place is cursed until the return of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. So let me say this. It made me think of the abomination of desolation sitting in the holy place, so to speak, the New Jerusalem. It could be possible. Declaring himself to be God, the King of Israel. You understand what I'm saying to you? You see how this took me off course of what I was going to do? And I don't usually let anything take me off course, But I can see that the Father wants me to speak on this, and I'm going to. I think already you should be titillated. You should be alerted. You should be excited. But don't waste your time fearing. We'll die one way or another anyway. The Noahide laws are already in place for this, you see. In other words, they don't even have to put the Noahide laws in. It's already in. The cat is in the bag instead of out of the bag, okay? Let's look at something interesting I found. So what I did was I went and got Daniel's desolation, abomination of desolation, and I got it in Matthew 24. So we'll be looking at all these things. But I went and I put the abomination of desolation in Google. Listen to this. Now remember, they just said that they're going to assassinate, let's say, exterminate high-level people that are important, that are anti-Jewites, and they're going to give a virus to the low-level people who are anti-Jewites. Listen to this. The abomination of desolation, abomination that makes desolate, or desolating sacrilege, Hebrew, meshomem, is a term found in the book of Daniel, which, listen, means literally an abomination that desolates, or, this is the key, an abomination that depopulates, quote unquote. I know that the wheels have to be turning in your head. I mean, they have to be. Don't waste your time fearing about this. This message is not to put you in fear. So the abomination of desolation means, literally, an abomination that desolates. Now, let me say this now. This thought just comes to my mind. Is Trump an abomination? Well, believe it or not, he's an abomination to many people. There are many people that are talking, have threatened to kill him or want to kill him. They've been talking about anybody that votes for him or stands behind him should be killed, as you saw on my news this week, on the news. So, he very well could qualify as an abomination. I'll tell you one thing right now, he's an abomination to the Father because he's declared he's the King of Israel. But not only that, he declared that the Jews have a right to their own homeland, which is against the Father's judgment. The Father said no, 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 no on that. Period. There is no question of it. It's no. This would qualify this man as an abomination. I'm not kidding you. I'm not just trying to come up with something. I'm just saying, hey, this is right on the top. This is how I do information. This is how I do my shows. I may be reading you a few things, but I comment on all these things. And now I really believe it's possible that he could qualify as an, of course he could qualify as an abomination. He's a race-mixed Jew. So he's an abomination already to start out with. Never mind the things he's done throughout his life. Never mind his declaration of being the King of Israel. Jokingly. Isn't that the way the Jews do everything? It was a joke. I was just joking. But then again, he still claimed he was. You understand what I'm trying to say to you? Whether you shuffle it off and say, it was just a joke, he still claimed he was. You understand what I'm trying to say? And this abomination of desolation, or that desolates, or is an abomination that depopulates. And thus we see. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I believe that they're going to come and kill all the anti-Jewites. I'm just saying, let's look at this thing. Could it be possible? Well, yes, it could be very well possible. And they're killing the white people anyway. Does it really matter? If they kill us because we're anti-Jewites, or if they kill us because we're white, I mean, they're just going to try to kill us all anyway. He was also accused, now that I think of it, of wanting to genocide the whole race of the brown race down south, let's say. He was accused of that. He's been accused of many things. And, you know, I know this is really strange to you, but it does add up in its own way. So, now that you know that, let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'll give you a minute to turn there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Okay, you ready? Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of Yeshua, the Christ, Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, like I was saying to you, don't be afraid, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Let me just stop right there. This man, has he revealed himself by saying he is the king of Israel? That he is God. You see, I hope you understand that when you say you are the king of Israel, there is only one king of Israel. It's Yahweh. He's always been the king of Israel. And when he was in the flesh, as Jesus Christ, he was not meant to be king of Israel then, so he was to be the Messiah. But he is the king of kings, isn't he? So when somebody says, I am the king of Israel, that means they're saying, I am God. I'm above all gods. Could this be the man of sin revealing himself, the son of perdition? When you look into this man's eyes, do you see any soul in there? It's very hard to tell. It really is. So, number four, let me say again, we do know that the falling away is coming, has come, don't we? We do see that what's happening with the church, that I had told you that at some point the Antichrist will burn the false prophet. He has no more need for the false prophet any longer. Slowly but surely, the false prophet, which is the churches, right? Or which are the churches, the religions. And I told you the false prophet also includes the media. And he has burned the media too, hasn't he? He has no more need for the media because he's the king, not only of the world as the American president, but now he's the king of all kings because he's the king of Israel too, he says. And where did he do it? In the New Jerusalem. So it says, let me read this again. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, I'm not sure that he's sitting in the temple of God, but we have seen him over there, haven't we, with his yarmulke on, haven't we? His, whatever you call that thing on the top of the head, kippah, that Frank Sinatra had. He was a pretend Italian. You know, he was an Italian Jew. Had a kippah, Frank Sinatra. So it continues, remember ye not, that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Very interesting. The mystery of iniquity does already work, it says. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. I wonder if that means that the Holy Spirit will be taken out of the way. I don't really know, because that would give the world complete evil fluidity. Only he that now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. That may not be, but it's very interesting what that means, and I'm not exactly 100% sure what that means. I know that the Holy Spirit impedes evil, and that the more whites that are killed, the less of the Holy Spirit that's in the world. Anyway, verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. You could say Jesus, you know, because he's coming, his second coming. So again, listen. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Jesus shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Now, I don't know if we've seen Trump do any power of signs and lying wonders, though, okay? So I don't know. We'll see what comes about. I think first you'd have to declare yourself to be God, and then the signs would come later. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. You see, the love of the truth, again, here's another testimony in the scriptures about loving the truth. If you love the truth, you would be saved. He that loveth me and obey my commandments shall I, as I always love to say that. See, it's talking about this evil man, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. See, people are self-deceived into being unrighteous, or they're deceived by the Jew in and convinced to be unrighteous rather than to be holy, rather than to search the truth and love the truth. So with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. You see, what is going on right now in the world? I know that you all try to tell people the truth and you're amazed. Like I told you about that fellow I mentioned about the Jews, the one who had the tattoo of the 666 from the flag of Israel on his forearm. And he went nuts, told me I could never convince him that the Jews weren't God's chosen people. I could never do that to him. Because he had this delusion. And I know that you've tried to get people to understand the truth, and you're astounded that they would rather believe the lie, that they will not receive the truth. They're deceived. They've been deceived to be unrighteous, and they don't love the truth. So they will not be saved. So verse 11 again, and for this cause Yahweh shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. A lie like the Jews of God's chosen people. A lie like the Holocaust. A lie like Jesus is a Jew. A lie like all men are equal. A lie like everything tastes better with pork. Now listen to this, verse 12. That they all might be damned who believeth not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to Yahweh for you. Brethren, beloved of the Father, because Yahweh hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Now, this is very interesting because I've read these words many times, and yet now they have, here it is, testifying. See, the word is a testifier of its own self. The word gives you testimonies over and over and over and over and over. And when I've been teaching you the things I've been teaching you since I've started now, these things confirm everything. Listen again, and this confirms what it said just a little earlier. I'm going to read it one more time. Because we are bound to give thanks always, it says always instead of always, to Yahweh for you, brethren, beloved of Yahweh. Because Yahweh hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit, that's to be holy, sanctification of the Spirit, and belief of the truth. So salvation comes through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, it says so. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. You know I don't use the L word. I'm not trying to decimate his divinity, but I don't call him Baal, that's for sure. I know Lord has another meaning, but he knows I know who the Most High is. There's no doubt about it in my mind who the Most High is. I don't question that whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I'm a great promoter of that. I wouldn't have it any other way. There is nobody that supersedes the Father in heaven. Nobody. It can never be. It never will be. It never can be. Verse 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you've been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, Jesus Christ himself, Yeshua, and Yahweh, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation in good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. You know, it's funny that it would say that because, you know, you should be fearful because of this message I'm giving you now. I'm a fear monger. I'm going to make you worry and be. No, I'm not. Comfort your hearts. You know, I was being a little bit disturbed one day because so many people are upset about the name Yahweh. The Jews are upset about it. They're writing articles. There's people that are hybrids and adulterers writing these things. They don't want you to know that the devil's very upset about the name Yahweh. He had hidden it for 1,000 years and more. And now It's come to light. Like I told you, all truth is resurrected. Ladies and gentlemen, praise the Father in heaven. Praise him, for he alone is worthy. His name has been resurrected. They buried it. And this is what I talked about on Fireside Chat 57, which I hope you didn't miss that. Some incredible things there. You see, they buried his name. The Jewish Pharisees buried his name, the scribes, the rabbis, the black magicians buried his name and put Baal's name in instead, which is their god. But the Father's name has been resurrected. And as the name is resurrected and made clear to the people, they're trying to demonize the name, call him the devil, like they called Christ the devil, like they called me a devil. When I was with EFR, I was a teammate, and I was doing all great works for them. But once I exposed them, I was called Diablos. I was called the devil. And the Teflon rabbi said, he called me Diablos 3 times, but he said, but we love David. So a friend of mine came up with the thing that was cracked me up. He said, does that mean he loves the devil? Yeah, but I'm not the devil. Okay, so you understand. So what? Okay, so here's what I was saying. So there's all this, the devil's trying to cause confusion about the name of the Father. And of course, we know who's doing that. And it was bothering me a bit. It's not bothering me anymore. It just was at that time. And then the Father gave me a bunch of words and I wrote something which will soon come to you. I will soon be putting it out to you. But it comforted my heart. After I got done writing it, those words, this good work that I will put out, it comforted my heart. And it says right here in verse 17, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. It says establish. I would believe that must mean establish yourself in every good word and work. Okay. This is exciting. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what's happening right here. I'm excited about what's going on. Because the closer we get to this tribulation, the closer we get to the Father coming, bringing the kingdom, his kingdom to this earth, and ending all Jews, darkness, devils, sun, moon, and all those things. And we can actually live in peace for the first time in our lives that we know of anyway. So now let's go to the book of Daniel and see what is talked about. This is Daniel chapter 12. And you must understand that Michael, I want to remind you of this. Yes, I have to. And the name Michael is what reminded me. The PSYOP is, these people tell you in this world that the devil, Lucifer, Halel, that he was doing worshiping in heaven, he was in charge of worship in heaven, and that he became prideful, and after pride came a fall. Now, that's like telling you the outline of a story, but not giving you the real detail of what happened. I gave you the detail of what happened, why the devil fell, and why we're being persecuted by him and his children today. Let me explain it to you. It was from the book of Adam and Eve that if you go back in Saxon's creeds, you'll find these messages. You see, the devil, when Adam was born, Yeshua told the angels to worship his offspring, which was Adam. And I believe it was Michael that told Lucifer, Halel, to worship the father's offspring, which was Adam. And he said, I'm not going to worship him. I was before him. He should worship me. And so at that point, he was cast down like lightning. That's what Yeshua said. I saw him cast down like lightning. So him and the third of the angels that rebelled, see, they didn't tell you. This is the trickery of the world. That's why they don't want you to read the Apocrypha. And so because he and the angels were ejected from their first estate, which was the kingdom of heaven, the heavenly realm, they made sure they got revenge on Adam and Eve and got them kicked out of their first estate. And then if you remember, a little while later, they were doing penance by standing on a rock deep in the water for several days. And the devil came and he tricked Eve yet again out of stopping doing her penance. Adam had thought that if they did penance that the father might allow them to return to the garden. But it would not be so because the test had to resume. However, they asked the devil, why do you hate us? You see? And the answer is that he was kicked out of his first estate. He was put out of his home that had always been his home. You understand? And so as a revenge, he put them out of his home. But like his children, the Jews, revenge is never satisfied. It's insatiable. And the devil still hates us till this day, the offspring of Adam, which are the offspring of Yahweh. So understand that you've been lied to, because that's not telling the whole truth. That's called implied lying. I gave that a term myself. Implied lying. Just like the Teflon rabbi said that he paid for everything, he implied, he didn't even say it, that he paid for everything to move me from my former home. But he didn't. He just implied that, and he didn't tell the whole truth, which is implied lying. Because you are assuming something that's not true. And this is what devils count on. So, now you know the real truth of why the devil and his children pursue us, even to this very moment. Verse 1, we're in Daniel chapter 12. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. You know, this is Michael the archangel. And there shall be a time of trouble. Are we in the time of trouble now already? Yes, we are. Such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. So there's your hope, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone that has their name written in the book shall be delivered. Let me read it again. Because it takes a little time. I don't know if you get like, why do you have to read that again? I have to. Because it's important to get it in our minds what it's saying. So at this time of trouble, the great prince Michael shall stand up. In other words, to make war, right? And to protect us. The great prince which standeth for thy children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one, and shall be found written, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Wow. I told you that our brightness was taken away from us. In the garden we had Shekinah glory. And there's people, because the Jews want to taint the term Shekinah glory and call it a goddess or something like that, people say, oh, that's evil. Shekinah glory is evil. No, it's not. The glory of God is not evil. The glory of God is brightness. But it's not the brightness of Lucifer. That's a distorted light, a false light. So, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Has knowledge been increased, and are there many running to and fro now? Running to and fro might be talking about traveling. There has never been such traveling as there is at this point in the world. And back in the 60s and a little earlier, after the invention of the airplane, it really enabled people to run to and fro. You see? So perhaps that's what it's meaning. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall not be, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Listen to that again. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Have we been scattered now? The holy people doesn't mean any Jew, I can assure you that. The Jews are anything but holy. Verse 8, and I heard, and I understood not. Then said I, he calls him Lord, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. In other words, I'm not going to tell you, Daniel, because I don't want anybody, I don't want the devil to figure out my plans. Verse 10, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. You think about that for a minute. There already have been many purified and made white and tried, but there's still some to come. So they created a false doctrine, a doctrine of devils, saying that, oh, don't you worry, you won't be tried. You see, what a lie this doctrine is, that you're going to be caught up into the air and saved from this time of trouble, in a sense. Because the whole purpose of why we as the Adamic race are here, to replace the angels with the Father's literal own offspring, is not to for us to not pass the test. We all must pass the test. We all must be purified. We all must be made white, and we all must be tried. You see? So you're not going to be raptured up and untried and unpurified and all that. It's a lie right from the pits of hell, right from the devil and his offspring. And of course, Billy Graham was one of the biggest proponents of this lie. I don't think he came up with the doctrine. I can't remember. But he was a great promoter of it. And now all the Jewish version of Christianity, the Judeo-Christian, it's not the real version of Christianity, but it's the Jewish version of Christianity, all adhere to these doctrines of devils. Like you don't have to obey the Father, the law has been nailed to the cross, you can just live like a hellion. But it says right here, but the wicked do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. You see, if you're not obeying the Father, you must, and you're just doing what thou wilt, which shall be the whole of the law, then you're wicked. You're doing wickedly. But none of these wicked shall understand. They don't understand that the law has not been nailed to the cross, only the sacrificial law, because he is the one-time sacrifice that ends all that sacrifice. Now listen carefully, because this links up to everything we've talked about up until now. Verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 2,290 days. Yeah. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 2,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Now, I'm not going to go into all the days, and I'm no expert on those types of things. I know a little. But we can see that 2,000 years certainly has gone by since the sacrifice was taken away. The sacrifice was taken away when Yeshua died on the cross, when Jesus died on the cross. Oh, he didn't die on the cross. It was a pole. Yeah. You understand? So, this desolation, this abomination of desolation, could it be this fellow? Now, next we'll go to Matthew chapter 24. I guess we didn't get to take a break today, but that's just life. This is more important, and ladies and gentlemen, thank the Father, for he loves you. Thank him because he loves you enough to tell you these things. And I'm not making any prophecies. I'm not making any claims. I'm not saying that this is definitely... See, the Antichrist is the Jew. But who is this son of perdition? Who is this abomination of desolation? Well, again, on the other hand, let me just give you this. While you're turning to Matthew chapter 24. The abomination of desolation could just be the Jews themselves, because they're in the former holy place, which is now cursed, and they have claimed that they are the Messiah. They are the King of Kings. So I don't mean to confuse you. But they certainly are the Antichrist. There's no doubt about it. And they were with us since Christ was there. They've been here all along. The Pharisees are Antichrist. The Sadducees are Antichrist. So the Antichrist has been with us for a long time. Who is this son of perdition? Well, isn't it interesting that the offspring of the devil, his sons and daughters, are the Jews? They certainly are sons of perdition. Let's look up perdition just for the sake of looking it up. But I'm not ruling out this Trump thing either. Perdition, a state of eternal punishment and damnation into which a sinful and unpenitent person passes after death. Synonyms: damnation, eternal punishment, hell, hellfire. So the son of hell, the son of damnation, the son of eternal punishment, the son of spiritual destruction. Now, this is something I want to mention to you. See, when I was talking about the Jews burying everything, they're born spiritually dead from the womb, and it is their plight to kill Adamic man spiritually, like them, to make them twice the child of hell. The child of hell. In other words, even the scriptures say that these Jews are the children of hell and that they make a proselyte twice the child of hell that they are. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're smiling and just realizing that you're connecting dots that are incredible. And it's all the Father's glory. Everything that I do, some people say, well, you do great message. No, it's the Father that orchestrates all this. Please just give him the glory. I don't need it. I'm not looking for it. I have no use for glory except to give it to the Father. And that's the way you should be too, as far as I'm concerned. The children of damnation. You know, I saw a Judas Priest concert a long time ago, and they were singing a song, I Believe You're the Devil's Child. Well, he was singing that to the audience. So this son of perdition is the son of damnation, the son of eternal punishment, the son of hell, or Halel. Hello. The son of hellfire. The son of spiritual destruction, the son of doom, the son of ruin, the son of ruination, the son of condemnation, the son of destruction, the son of downfall. Who brought the downfall to the Adamic race? Why, Cain did. The son of the unholy union of the angel and Eve and the Adamic woman, which is an unholy, it's a race mixing. A forbidden event. Boy, oh boy, this message is mind-blowing. Let's go to Matthew 24, chapter 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily, which means truth, truly, verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Let me stop right there again. These Jews have a pretend wall that the king of Israel, Mr. Trump, and all the other politicians go with their yarmulke and put a little note in the wall. And they're claiming this is the last wall of the temple that they want to rebuild. But they're liars. It's either this, ladies and gentlemen, it's either they're liars, Jews, or Jesus is a liar. Which one do you think would be the liar? I'm going to take a sip of my iced coffee while you contemplate such a deep matter. Who do you think would be the liar? If Jesus said, "See ye all these things, see ye not all these things, verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon the other, that shall not be thrown down." If he said that, and the Jews say, "But that wall still exists," who is the liar? Why, it's the Jews. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." So, ladies and gentlemen, if he told them that then now, you take this the same way, and you take heed. And me, I will take heed that no man deceive me. Or you take heed that no man deceive you. That's what he said. That's what the first thing he says, that's got to be important, right? He said, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." They're like birth pangs. You know what I mean? And yes, we've heard about these things and we've seen these things. And when the Jews were let out, it's not that nations hadn't risen against nations before, but not to the magnitude that it's been since the Jews were let out of the ghetto, since they caused the revolutions of the world through Freemasonry. And they couldn't have done it without white race traders either. You'll always have, you know, back in the time of the Sheriff of Nottingham, what had happened was the Normans came in and they occupied England and they treated the people of England very, very badly. And many of the soldiers were of the people of England, just like the police today are our people in many cases. And they obeyed this filthy, dirty Sheriff of Nottingham, which most likely was a Jew. And they would torture their own people when he told them to do so. And this is just like our people today. Nothing has changed. There's always been race traitors in our race. That's why it's a foolish premise to think because you're white, all Israel will be saved. It shall not be that way. But there'll be members of all the tribes of Israel that shall be saved. So in that way, all Israel shall be saved. I've done messages on this before, and this is a controversy that they like to try to say, well, if you're white, you're automatically... No, you're not. So, we do see the wars and rumors of wars. Israel's trying to start wars, several wars at once here in the world. They're trying to start a war now with Lebanon because they couldn't start a war with Iran and they couldn't start a war with Russia and they couldn't really get the war going in Syria, though they did some damage. See, they want to start the war and they want our people, just like the police or the military, it's the same thing, our people, they want us to finish the war. You see, they're the starters of wars and then they step back and pretend we're participating, but they could never win these wars themselves because they're losers. And they're not the tribe of Judah. And this is proves they're not the tribe of Judah because they're not the best military in the world. They're not even close to being. As a matter of fact, they're probably one of the worst militaries in the world. And the only reason that they have anything is because they have stolen our technology and have got us to give them weapons of war to fight with that they would have never had on their own. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It's funny that if you're an anti-Jewite, they're not. That's a different label. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. See, because the people that are tricked by the delusion, that are affected by the delusion and are living in the Jewish version of Christianity, they're not anti-Jewite, are they? They say they love Jesus Christ, but it's a Jewish Jesus that's not the same Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not Jewish. Jesus the Christ is not Jewish. Christ being a title, not a name. So here you are again. All anti-Jewites, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Well, the world is very anti-Christ now. You can see that. As a matter of fact, the Democratic Party, the number one religion of the Democratic Party is not Christian, if you can believe it. I didn't bother to find out who it is, but it's either Jew or Muslim. Okay, and that's the truth. So, it's not Christian. Verse 10, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Doesn't that sound like our democracy? And then many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And the red flag laws, they're telling you to, you know, betray one another and, you know, report people and all this kind of stuff, which causes them to deliver you up to be afflicted. The no-hide laws are in place. If you preach Jesus Christ or the Bible, you will have your head cut off by a guillotine, which was the primary weapon used against the people in France in the French Revolution, but not in Russia, because they didn't want you to make that connection. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Do we see that right now? Do we see that? Yes, we do. And that's verse 11, many false prophets. Verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Not he that was raptured, but to he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. Do you not find that interesting? And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. What kind of gospel is being preached to all the world, though, instead? The Judaized Christianity. But the gospel, the true gospel, is now being preached to the world. That the whites are the true Israelites of the Bible. We shall see. We are the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 15, when ye therefore shall see, now listen very carefully, Nashab, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand, in quotations. Then let him which be in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. You wonder why the white people might not be having children at this point? It's not a good time to give suck in these days. It's not good timing to have a child in these days, is it? Verse 20, but pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. For whose sake? For the sake of the Chinaman? No. For the sake of the Negro? No. No, no. For the sake of the Jew? No, 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 no. For the sake of the elect. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect, if it were possible. The first thing he says, back to verse 4, is take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 25, behold, I have told you before, this is all Christ speaking. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately, after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. See, he calls himself the Son of Man, not the Son of God. The Son of Man, because the Son of God in the book of Luke is Adam. And we are the sons of God as his offspring. We are his offspring. He is the Son of Man because he was born of a woman who is of man. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender, he putteth forth leaves. Ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when ye see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Very interesting what he's saying there, isn't it? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And he knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour that Christ will come. But knowing this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise serpent? Be wise as serpents? Sorry about that. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom, well, he uses the term, his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing so. In other words, find him serving. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. See, this is he's speaking about a story, so I don't mind using the term Lord in this case. And so if he say, my Lord delayeth his coming, and he shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. And he shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. Who are the hypocrites, ladies and gentlemen? Who are the hypocrites? Who did he call hypocrites over and over? Jews. You see, over and over again, the scriptures tell you that these Jews will not be in the kingdom of heaven, period. And because he taught in parables so that they would not understand, that should be proof enough to you that he was not saying that the whole world was to understand his words. They were not for the whole world. They were for his sheep, not the Jews. He told the Jews over and over and over again they were not his sheep. So listen, again, verse 51, and he shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And so, could it be? Is it possible that Mr. Trump is the abomination of desolation? I can't say for certain, but it sure does look that way, doesn't it? I mean, he has declared his judgment above the judgment of the Father in heaven, Yahweh himself, by saying that the Jews have a right to their own homeland. And he's given them other lands that he had no right to do. But he seems to believe he has the right to do it. And who's going to stop him? And now, jokingly, as the Jew does everything else, it's always in the guise of humor, he declares himself the king of Israel. So not only did he declare that the Jews, could this be the devil inside this man, living inside this man? Could it be? It's the perfect vehicle for the devil to be the king of the world at this time, which meaning the king of the world, meaning the president of the United States. And the king of Israel at the same time. I don't know. I mean, to me, this sounds incredible. And see, I don't believe that people realize the magnitude of what he's saying when he says he's the king of Israel. They don't take that as he's saying he's God. And he's in the New Jerusalem. He's not in the temple. I will give you that. Where is there a holy temple of the Father anyway at this point in the world? I mean, the little land over there is cursed, but they call it the holy place. Well, is it the holy place or is it cursed? I mean, really, think about it. America is not really cursed. It has been a blessing to the world up until a certain point. Now it's been a curse to the world. America and England have destroyed this world. But it's not the American people that did it. Well, I mean, it is in the sense of if you joined the military and you became a proxy of the Jews. And so he's going to destroy the anti-Jewites, people that do not agree with the Jews, people that do not like the Jews. So as far as he's concerned and as far as the Jews concerned, if you don't agree with them and you don't like them, you need to die because you're in the way. And it'll be interesting to see if they allow the Christians. You see, the funny thing is the Jews hate the Christians. And they hate the Christians that are in the Jewish version of Christianity just as much as they hate every other so-called Christian. So they have no respect for these Jews that are, I mean, these so-called Christians in the Jewish version of Christianity that are deceived. The Jews know they're not God's chosen people. The Jews know that men are not equal. The Jews know that they're not equal to the white race, the Adamic white race. The Jews know that. The Jews know there is no afterlife for them, and therefore they want to take everybody down with them. If they can't have eternal life, they don't want anybody to have eternal life. And they are, and have been, doing everything they can to make sure that you and I would not make it. Make no mistake that one of the things that has happened with them getting a hold of nuclear weapons, see, it doesn't matter that they just have them in Israel, so to speak. They've got control of the nuclear weapons in all the major countries of the world now. So if they want to push the Samson option, which they will, because they're psychopaths, be sure they will push it. And that's what it says. That's what it's telling you. The Father will shorten the days for the very elect. Because he has promised that there would be an elect to save in the end days. You see? He has preserved some of us. But they want to now destroy all of us. They want to push the button of the Noahide law. They're making these anti-Jewistic things happen all over the world. You see these politicians they've just put in. They are deliberately doing anti-Jewistic things so that it shows throughout the world that anti-Jewishism exists. And of course, we must do something about that immediately. Just like all these fake shootings. We must do something about that too. So that we can round these people up, say the Jews. You see, they need to get rid of the guns so it makes it easier to round up. None of the Jews will be doing any of the rounding up. They'll always have our traitorous brethren do that rounding up. And some of the two-legged beasts of the field will be along with them. This has always been the way it is, and this is one of the things that disgust me about our people, is that without our traitorous people, the Jews could have not done any of these things. Our people are the enablers. But it's not all our people. There is very many, many of our people that do not want the Jews to have any power whatsoever. It's like they want to tell you, you can't hate your own enemy. You have to love your enemy. Because Christ said, love your enemies. But see, that's not the enemies. Those aren't the enemies he was talking about. Ironically. See, these are twisters of words. Wordsmiths. These Jews are wordsmiths. You see? They carve out a word or take a word and change the meaning of it through their media and through brainwashing campaigns where they repeat things over and over. This little startup nation of Israel. This little startup nation of Israel. This little... No, it's not a nation. No, it's not. No, 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 no. It never will be. It never can be. I don't care if you call it a startup. It's not. It's stolen land. Stolen property. Period. And because I don't agree with that, I'm anti-Jewistic, right? But there's some Jews that don't agree with it either, as a little Hegelian dialectic type deal. Ladies and gentlemen, the game has been played for so long, and the game goes on. Before you were here, the game was happening. And if you should die before Yeshua comes, the game will continue after you have left this estate. I thank the Father for these messages. I hope you'll go to davidjamesboston.com and read my articles. There's some very important things there. You can go to the archives and listen to shows, educate yourself, see my artwork, my music, etc., which is not that important, my music or the artwork, but if you enjoy those types of things, you could see that. Those things are very much secondary. The kingdom comes first in all ways, in all things. There's one thing I'm definitely sure of, and I think you probably know this. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.
Insufficient data. You are a man, I am a machine. Other than that slight difference, we have a great deal in common. There is a dangerous alien among us.
Affirmative.
A familiar behavior pattern is detected.
Danger, Will Robinson.
I am not programmed for fear. Due to worn conditions of memory bank, compliance impossible.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. A voice for European people worldwide.